on this morning for First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday from KSL. That's Mr. Sam Farnsworth. Good morning, Sam. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing pretty darn well, Sam. Hunkering down with some weather like a lot of folks are. I got to tell you, though, we're not doing nearly as well as the Utah Utes men are feeling this morning. We have got to start off talking about this absolute drubbing they put on of UCLA last night. What happened in that game last night for those that missed it? Utah hosted UCLA and beat them by 40-plus points in the Huntsman Center last night.
Yeah, 46 points, right? I mean, they just took out all of their frustrations from the previous week out on one single opponent, right? I mean, they were one of the hottest teams in the West in college hoops, one of the hottest teams in the country, really, with an 8-game winning streak. And then they go down to Arizona last week, and they get beat by Arizona State pretty soundly in a game that a lot of people thought Utah probably should have won. And then they go to, you know, a top 10 ranked team in the country with Arizona, and they get beat by 20 points there. And suddenly it's not looking so great for the Utes. And then they come home to Salt Lake City, and last night they just absolutely undressed UCLA at the Huntsman Center. And, I mean, they built a 50-point lead at one point with a few minutes left to play, end up winning by 46. And it wasn't like it was one single player going off for 30 points or something like that in the game. It was really just a very evenly spread effort. And, after the game, UCLA's head coach in his post-game remarks said something along the lines of he's going to have to meet with his athletic director and his school president and find out who they're going to keep on the team moving forward. I mean, it's just been that's how bad of a loss it was for them. That's how good of a win it was for the U.
When you look at Utah, you mentioned those two losses in Arizona, but they also had not just the win last night, but a nice win over a really good BYU team, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. So what is the potential for this Utah Utes team, for the running Utes, when you look at them, especially when we start talking things like March Madness?
Right. So they're being projected early right now as a top 8 seed in the NCAA tournament. And last night's win might boost that a little bit. But they're still being looked at as a top 8 seed in the tournament. And, you know, the way it just goes to show how important non-conference play is. You know, I remember growing up as a kid, my dad used to always call it preseason. Preseason basketball before you got into conference play. But those games are important, and you mentioned one of them when they beat BYU. That was a big non-conference win for them, a quad one win. And so it's like these are games that, especially nowadays, once you get into conference play with how difficult some of these conferences are where you kind of beat up on each other, Utah was able to build up a very strong non-conference resume to the point now where, yeah, you lose a couple on the road to Arizona State and Arizona, but you're still being thought of as a top 8 seed in the tournament. And, if they can keep winning and have a decent showing through conference play and in their conference tournament, they're definitely going to be a tournament team. And they're not the only one in this state. The state of Utah is looking pretty good for college hoops this year, which we haven't had for a few years.
You talked about conferences beating up on each other, though, and that's what happens in these multi-bid leagues. Looking at the Big 12, BYU currently ranked number 18 in the latest poll. They recently coming off that loss to number 14, Baylor. But the number that jumps out for BYU fans that is concerning, they're 0-2 in conference. And then your next game is UCF, and all they did was just knock off Kansas in their last game, and they're 10-4. So you look at this Big 12 schedule, and you just think, man, it is just a hit parade one after another. And you're not even counting the ranked teams that are coming up next. You're just trying to get past the rank and file teams. What are your thoughts on where the Cougars stand right now?
Yeah, I mean, it really is. You know, if you're a BYU fan and you saw what happened with the football program going into Big 12 play after BYU started the season 4-1 and 5-2, and then things kind of went south from there, don't be shocked if basketball follows a similar trend. In fact, you would even expect it even more so in this conference because the Big 12 is arguably the best college basketball conference in the country. And it showed this week, just like you said, Central Florida, one of the brand new teams in the conference, goes out and knocks off undefeated Was it Houston, right? Yeah. Or Kansas?
They beat Kansas.
Yeah, and then Iowa State beat Houston this last week, right? And so you've got the two teams ranked second and third in the country finally lose to teams that you wouldn't expect them to lose to. And so it's not going to be an easy road for BYU. It doesn't mean that BYU is not a good basketball team. They definitely proved that they are a much better team than they were last year with their non-conference play. They reached number 12 in the country. And when you look at all of the computer type rankings that are out there, you know, Ken Palm is one that comes up a lot. BYU is ranked very high there. The net ranking, which is the ranking that the committee, when it comes down to picking teams and their seedings for the NCAA tournament, they lean a lot on that net ranking. BYU was all the way up to number one and number two at the net ranking at one point. And so the fact that they've come into Big 12 play now and kind of been slapped around a little bit, it's a little humbling. But it's not necessarily bad for BYU. They're still looked at as a top eight seed as well going into the NCAA tournament. But the thing is, they're going to have to win some of these games along the way. If they can finish 500 in conference play, you know, if they can go 9-9 in the Big 12, they're still going to be like a seventh or eighth seed going into the NCAA tournament. So, but they're going to have to find some of these games to win along the way. And I feel like Cincinnati might have been one of those games that maybe they let slip through their hands on their home court. Baylor, I didn't expect them to win, but they suddenly played a lot closer to Baylor than I would have expected. And like you said, it's not going to get easier. Every single game in the Big 12 is like a 12-round heavyweight bout. So they've got to find some wins along the way somewhere. And if they do, they're going to be just fine. That's one of the great things about playing in a conference like the Big 12 is they're going to send, you know, 7, 8, maybe even 9 teams to the NCAA tournament at the end of the year. So when you're in that conference, you don't necessarily have to win the conference. You just got to play pretty good in the conference, and then you're going to get a chance come March.
Sam Farnsworth with KSL joining us on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. You know, Sam, we talk about BYU and Utah. I think maybe one of the more fun and exciting teams to watch in the state of Utah is in Logan and Utah State. And I went to the Spectrum and watched them just dismantle the Wyoming Cowboys in the second half earlier this week. And, man, they have some just studs and stars, especially in the paint in Logan right now, and they're rolling.
They are. That is maybe, you know, as surprising as the start to BYU season has been for me this year, which I didn't anticipate, Utah State start may be the biggest surprise, I think, to the year. They are just absolutely rolling. They are looking outstanding. That win that they had against Colorado State up at the Spectrum as well was just one of those, you know, kind of all-timers, this, at least for this season in college basketball, one of the great college basketball atmospheres of the season. You know, they backed it up with that game against Wyoming as well. But Utah State is, man, they are. The unfortunate thing is what we see at Utah State nowadays is you see a great coach like Craig Smith come in and do what he does and get his team nationally ranked, and then he goes on to a bigger job. And then the previous coach, and now you got Coach Sprinkle, who's off to this hot start, and it's like, man, if Utah State can find a way to hold on to this guy for a bit longer, because he has put together a very good roster, and obviously it's paying off with the wins this year and the national ranking. But great also, Bor, you talk about players in the paint. My goodness, this is a guy who is just emerging as one of the rising stars of college basketball this year. Double-double just about every night. He's a solid inside defender, and he's one of the big reasons why Utah State's where they're at right now, which is ranked nationally and one loss, and they have the longest win streak in the country.
Well, not only trying to keep Coach Sprinkle, they may be struggling to keep him. Osibor, that guy was one of the best players I've seen so far in the country. I was telling Duke there was a play where he got the steal, ran the break, looked off a guy, no look pass at the end for another guy to get a dunk, and I'm like, that's the center. That's the center doing that. But you look at Utah State, they're on top of the Mountain West right now. And I think you could argue up until last year, the Mountain West had been pretty disappointing in the tournament. They would get multi-bids, but then, but San Diego State obviously making a run to the title game last year. But I look at the Mountain West, they got three ranked teams right now with the Aggies, the Aztecs, and the Rams. But you got teams like Nevada, they're 15-1. Boise State is finally on and off and running. And then New Mexico's 13-3. I mean, this league is going to beat itself up as well. Your thoughts on the Mountain West?
Yeah, 100%. You know, the Mountain West is one of those leagues that every now and then is suddenly a five-bid league, right? And then they're generally, you can always expect it, probably at least three teams from the Mountain West, but every now and then there are five, maybe even threatening a six-team league to go to the NCAA tournament, and that's what we're seeing this year, for sure. And that's the unfortunate thing about a conference like the Mountain West when you're talking about mid-majors in college basketball is that, yeah, if you beat up on each other in conference play, sometimes that's detrimental towards getting more teams into the NCAA tournament at season's end. So you got to make sure that the teams that do hand you a loss in Mountain West, not that you're trying to pick your losses out there, right? You're trying to win every game. But you want to make sure that the games you're losing to are not the opponents that you're supposed to be beating. If you're going to take a loss in Mountain West play, you want to take a loss to a Colorado State or to a New Mexico even, right? Or Utah State, San Diego State. You know, you want to make sure that those losses are coming at some of these powerful teams so that's still looking good on your resume when it comes to the tournament. But the Mountain West is, again, it's a conference this year on the rise with college basketball. They should have close to five teams going to the NCAA tournament at season's end.
Well, Sam, we want to switch gears in the last couple of minutes that we have time with you today here on the Weekday Wake Up. Olympics in Salt Lake City, that was one of the big news stories out of 2023, and Utah trying to get the Winter Olympics back and the Olympic Committee selecting Salt Lake as the preferred location for 2023. Do you think it's all but locked in at this point, or is it still maybe in flux some?
Look, I can't speak for the committee, but it's all but locked in, right? I mean, when they pick a preferred location, it really takes that destination to mess something up to not get the Olympics at that point. And so, you know, Salt Lake, they've done everything right to get another Olympic bid. When I was looking at the review that the International Olympic Committee put together when they came to Salt Lake back this last March, I think it was, they put together like an extensive review of Salt Lake City to kind of grade where they're at when, as far as preparation for hosting the tournament, or not the tournament, the Olympics. And as I was reading through their review, it, like, everything when they talked about facilities was like, you know, previously hosted an event still at top international form. You know, that these all of these facilities, if you look at other host cities of Summer and Winter Olympic Games over the past 20, even longer years, a lot of these cities, these venues that they've built for Olympics just turn into like ghost towns after the Olympics have come and gone, and they are just unused. They become, it's just wild. It's bonkers. You can find images all over the internet of this, but Salt Lake City continually has been using their venues over and over, and not just using them, but having them used for high international competition outside of Olympic competition, right? And then they update these venues. They keep them at tip-top shape and ready to be used for any moment that there's a major event that they need to have them for. And so when the International Olympic Committee comes back to town and they're looking at these venues again, they're like, man, these are just as great, if not better, than when they first were built back in 2002. Yeah, Salt Lake's ready. And not only that, but Salt Lake has committed, and the Utah Olympic Committee has committed to updating several of these things still, even before a bid was committed to Utah. So I would be absolutely shocked. The long answer to your question is I would be absolutely shocked if Salt Lake City did not get the official bid to the Olympic Games for that year, which we expect the official announcement to be coming this summer.
Well, how about I put you on the spot here, Sam? What's going to be in Salt Lake City first, the Winter Olympics or a baseball team?
That's a great question, because when you think of it, like, you know, the announcement comes and you're all excited about Winter Olympics, and then you look at the calendar and you're like, oh, wait, that's still a decade away.
Yeah.
that's not that close. Can Major League Baseball be in Salt Lake within a decade? Yes, I think so. The biggest hurdles were getting – you know, the commissioner always said before he wanted to address expansion, he wanted to make sure Oakland and Tampa had their stadium situations figured out. And it, those situations are now figured out. Tampa's going to stay in St. Petersburg. Oakland's moving to Las Vegas. The commissioner has mentioned that he wants to expand a team in the West and a team in the East. And currently in the West, there's only two cities who have openly said they want Major League Baseball, and that's Portland and Salt Lake City. But Salt Lake City, even though their bid or their desire to have a team was made public just within the last year, and Portland was like 6 years ago, Salt Lake City is leaps and bounds ahead of Portland in preparation. They have a ready site. They have a ready plan. They have an ownership group as well as additional investors ready to put everything forward to have Major League Baseball. So it's really, at this point, it's up to Major League Baseball's commissioner to finally make a decision and to announce, okay, we're ready to expand. So will, gosh, 10 years, they might be happening pretty close to the same time. If the commissioner said tomorrow, we're expanding to Salt Lake City, I would say 5 years the minimum, anywhere between 5 to 10. So, see, now you got me hashing it out in my head. You know what? I'm a big baseball fan. Let's do this.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
say Major League Baseball will be in Utah before the Winter Games comes back.
There it is.
In either case, pretty big decade coming up for Utah sports and athletics.
And I'm going to add this
regional
as well.
Athletics.
I'm going to add this as well. I want hockey here. I want NHL hockey here before the Olympics comes too. And it could happen. Ryan Smith wants it. The owner of the Utah Jazz, he wants it. The commissioner says he's interested in Utah as a destination. It's just a matter of finding the right team because they probably wouldn't be expanding. But the Arizona Coyotes, that's the team we're looking at.
Wow.
They have all sorts of stadium problems right now in Phoenix. They can't get a new arena. Right now they're currently playing in a 4,000-seat arena on the campus of Arizona State. If they can't figure things out there, move them on up. Let's bring them to Salt Lake City.
That'd be fantastic. Yeah, Salt Lake will just become the sports hub.
We can do better than that.
Yep. Absolutely.
We can do better than a 4,000-seat stadium and wherever. Yeah, it can do better than that.
Yeah, 100%.
Sports Anchor with KSL. That's Sam Farnsworth on First Bank Wyoming Sports Friday. Sam, we always appreciate the time. Our one final question, and you can make this as brief as you would like. None of our three teams that we root for in the NFL made the playoffs, the Commanders, the Raiders, the Broncos. None of them even got close. So with that in mind, who's going to win the Super Bowl this year? Playoffs start this weekend.
Oh, man, my pick didn't even win. Let's see. I'm leaning towards the 49ers right now. As of today, I'll lean towards 49ers.
Well, I'm going to
My opinion will probably change on Sunday.
I'm going to go Chris Berman on you guys. Niners, Bills. He used to pick the Niners and the Bills every year.
Uh-huh.
This is the Bills' year. I can feel it,
man. It's going to happen, finally. It's going to happen.
Josh Allen's going to get it done.
Hey, that's
Nobody
Sam.
Circles the wagons like the Buffalo.
Exactly.
Sam, always appreciate your time. It's a pleasure. Give the best to your family. Thanks for your time.